Good morning. My name is TJ,
and I'm TJ 牧师.
I'm one of the pastors at City Church.
是我们英文教会的牧师.
And today we are looking in 1 Corinthians chapter 3.
今天我们会看哥林多前书三章.
Our topic is very simple.
很简单的一个话语.
The church.
一个主题, 教会.
All of the churches that are here, the church.
在这里所代表的众多教会.
Is a family
是个家庭,
that's called to serve one another for the glory of God. Have you ever seen a dysfunctional family before? I know American culture seems to be obsessed with dysfunctional families. Whether it's a reality TV show or a fictional family on television. Of course, the reality is we don't have to turn on the television to see dysfunction in families, right? If we're honest, we look no further than our own family. Because in some way, all of our families are dysfunctional. Why is that?
为什么这样呢?
The answer is pretty simple.
很简单啊,
selfishness.
自私.
When we begin to think of ourselves only, when we begin to look to our own needs and our own wants, dysfunction makes it into the family. And the same is true with the church. When we get our eyes off of Jesus and look only to our own needs and wants, we become dysfunctional. And so Paul is writing in 1 Corinthians and he wants to address that this morning to us. In 1 Corinthians, Paul talks about all the many problems that are going on in Corinth.
所以在哥林多前书, 保罗就提到很多教会的问题。
But the one thing he keeps going back to is this.
但整个书卷的重心是,
your biggest problem,
你最大的问题是,
the root of all the problems that you're going on in your church right now,
一切问题的根是什么?
Is that you have gotten your eyes off of Jesus. So let's read the word this morning, 1 Corinthians chapter
3.
As you're turning there, I just want to remind you, I just give you a mental image, the way we relate one to another and how Jesus is holding us all together.
So this will remind us 我们要怎么样看待我们的信仰生活？耶稣是怎么样来带领着我们？
We can think of the church as a wheel or a tire.
教会就很像一个轮胎一样。
And Jesus is the hub in the center of that wheel.
耶稣就是整个轮胎的重心。
And we're the spokes that are interacting with one another and overlapping one another.
我们就好像轮胎的那个一根一根的一样，就是完整的连接彼此。
But the thing that connects us all is the hub.
I
mean, if you take the hub out of a tire, the tire collapses. And if you take Jesus out of the center of who we are and how we fellowship one with another, the church collapses. So 1 Corinthians chapter 3. What then is Apollos? What is Paul? Servants through whom you believed, as the Lord assigned to each. I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the growth. So neither he who plants nor he who waters is anything, but only God who gives the growth. According to the grace of God given to me, like a skilled master builder, I laid a foundation, and someone else is building upon it. Let each one take care how he builds upon it. For no one can lay a foundation other than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now, if anyone builds on the foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, straw, each one's work will become manifest. For the day will disclose it, because it will be revealed by fire, and the fire will test what sort of work each one has done. And then verse 16, do you not know that you are God's temple, and that God's Spirit dwells in you? If anyone destroys God's temple, God will destroy him, for God's temple is holy, and you are that temple. Three things that I want to share with you this morning from this scripture.
从哥林多前书三章五至十七节，我要分享三个重点。
If we're to remain unified in the church,
如果我们要保守神给我们的合一，
then the first thing we have to see is that Christ is the head, and that leaders are servants.
第一个我们要看到的就是耶稣基督是元首，我们要看领袖为仆人。
Listen to what the scripture says.
我们看经文是怎么样说的。
What then is Apollos? What is Paul? Servants through whom you believed.
亚波罗算什么？保罗算什么？无非是执事，照主所赐给他们个人的引导你们相信。
Christian leadership is about service.
基督教的领导力是关于怎么样做一个仆人。
Jesus himself said, I came not to be served,but to serve and to give my life as a ransom for many.
耶稣他自己也这样说到，不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人，并且要舍命做多人的赎价。
And so I speak to you leaders and pastors of churches this morning.
在这里的教会的牧者们、领袖们，我要对你说。
And there are a lot of people in this congregation today that function in a pastoral role.
其实有很多人在教会当中扮演我们一样的角色。
I mean, we have the pastors of the various churches here this morning.
我们在这里有不同教会代表的传道人、牧者。
But then we have people that are ministry leaders in the church that function as a type of shepherd.
我们也在我们当中有事工的领袖，他们也好像牧者一样在牧养着。
We have small group leaders who people come into your home and you share the word with them and you shepherd them throughout the week.
我们当中也有小组长，你们开放你们的家庭，邀请弟兄姊妹来参与，你用神的话语来牧养他们。
We have people that have come here with organizations and they've been set in a high position to lead others.
我们在这里也有领袖的高啊、企业的高管，你被神按在那里，就是来服侍众人。
And Jesus says that leadership in the kingdom is opposite of leadership in the world.
所以神在告诉我们，神国度的领导力跟世俗这个环境的领导力，这个世界的领导力是不一样的。
Leaders don't exalt themselves, they humble themselves and serve others.
领袖不高举自己，反而他们谦卑自己来服侍别人。
So listen to the words of Paul.
所以我们要听保罗这里的话语。
Neither he who plants nor he who waters is anything, but only God.
可见栽种的算不得什么，浇灌的也算不得什么，只有那叫他生长的神。
That'll certainly humble us, will it not?
在这里你看到谦卑吗？
You're a leader.
你是领袖。
People look up to you.
人们尊重你。
People respect you.
人们尊敬你。
You've got a lot of responsibility.
给你很多责任。
You're nothing.
但你什么都不是。
But God is everything.
因为神掌管全部。
Our thinking must be like John the Baptist.
我们的思维模式，我们的思想要跟施洗约翰一样。
I must decrease that he might increase.
他必兴旺，我必衰微。
And to be honest with you,If I've preached a good sermon today,
很坦诚地告诉你，如果我今天讲到我衷心地讲神的话语的话，
the mark is that you go out not saying, "Wow, TJ, I really think he's great." No, you go out saying, "Wow, I really think Jesus is great."
如果今天尽责传讲神的话语的话，怎么看得出来呢？就是当你离开这里的时候，你会高举耶稣，你会说耶稣的话语触摸到我，而不是牧者的话语、传道人的话语来感动到你。
And you don't walk out saying, TJ really spoke to me this morning.
今天 TJ 讲得真好，他的话语触摸到我。
You say, as the word was being read this morning,
今天阅读神的话语的时候，
as I continued reading the word this morning,
当我不断在阅读神的话语的时候，
it was like fire in my soul.
我的灵魂深处就很像着了火一样。
And God himself was speaking to me.
而圣灵他自己在对我说话。
Leaders are called to get out of the way and make much of Jesus.
领袖的呼召很多时候就是你靠一边去。
Paul uses an important word here in 1 Corinthians.
保罗在这里哥林多前书用一个重要的字。
By calling us leaders, he calls us diakonos.
领袖他用这个希腊文 diakonos.
Now, we today use that to speak of deacons.
今天我们更多是用执事来解释这句话。
But the early church would have also associated it with what it literally meant.
但是当时教会领袖他就会了解他的职意是什么。
A table waiter.
就是一个侍应生，一个服务员。
Paul is giving a beautiful metaphor here.
保罗在给一个很美好的一个比喻。
Do you see what he's trying to say about leaders?
你看到他怎么比喻领袖的吗？
Leaders are not the masters of the house who come and sit at the table and say, serve me.
领袖不是在餐馆坐在最明显的位置上来服侍我吧。
Leaders are not the guest of honor who has this chair pulled out for them. Sit here at the head of the table so we can make much of you.
领袖不是一个贵宾有一个最好的位置然后被服侍的。
Leaders are the table waiters who come and say, how can I serve you today?
领袖就好像侍应生一样来到你面前说我要怎么样来服侍。
And Jesus came and he gave us not just that teaching, but he lived it and gave us that example. Every moment that he lived and served.
耶稣不只是用嘴上说他也在实际行动上每时每刻都在展现出来。
But I have to be honest with you this morning.
但是我要对你很诚实地说。
When Paul is speaking in 1 Corinthians chapter 3,
当保罗在哥林多前书这样说到的时候，
he's not mainly speaking to Apollos or Paul or Peter.
他不是在说彼得他自己或者亚波罗。
He's speaking to the church.
他在跟整个教会在说话。
And he's telling the church, do not misunderstand the purpose of leaders in your church.
他要提醒教会不要误解领袖。
Readjust the way you think about your pastors.
重新调整你怎么看你的牧者。
Don't practice idolatry with your leaders.
你的领袖不是你的偶像。
Because it's really easy.
因为真的很容易把领袖当成偶像。
And I think it's always been easy.
我觉得一直以来都是那么容易的。
But it's more noticeable today with the media that we have available to us.
因为有今天科技的媒体，所以更容易看到这个问题。
There are so many great speakers out there that we listen to and we want to idolize and we want to mimic.
有这么多伟大的名目，好的讲员，我们都想模仿，都想学习。
And we think if we're going to hear from God, we have to have that person speaking.
如果我要神跟我说话，我就要听他的讲道。
If I'm going to grow as a Christian, I got to have that person being the leader in my life.
如果我要经历属灵生命的成长，我需要他成为我的导师。
Well, you've missed everything that Paul's trying to say here.
这样你忽略了保罗在这里所说到的一切。
Paul says, "Your leaders who plant and water, they're great. Respect them, honor them."
保罗在这里说。领袖很不错，他浇灌，他栽种，你要尊重他。
But they are just tools to be used by God.
但是他们其实只是上帝所使用的工具。
And they are terrible replacements for God.
他们不是上帝的替代品。
So we need to keep Christ at the center of who we are.
所以我们整个生命的总轴要以耶稣基督为中心。
And we who are leaders.Are called to serve so that Christ is made much of.
而领袖，我们被蒙召来服侍，是为了来荣耀我们的上帝。
But not only do we need to see Christ as the head and leaders as servants.
我们不只是要把基督看成是我们的领袖， 我们也要把领袖看成是我们的管家仆人。
But we also need to see that Christ is the foundation.
我们也要看基督为根基。
And that you yourselves are builders on that foundation.
我们每一个人就是在这个根基所建造中的建造者。
See, I didn't say that the church is a family.
这里说教会是个家庭。
And that leaders alone are called to serve.
他没有说只有教会的领袖被蒙召来服事。
I said that the church is a family and we are all called to serve one another.
这里说教会就是个家庭，我们每一个人都蒙召来服事。
So it's true that your leader is a master builder.
所以确实你的领袖也许是第一把的建造者。
It's true that your pastor is equipped.
没错，你的领袖有这方面的装备。
And that he studies hard to deliver the word to you.
他也立定心志要把神的话语教导给你。
And that he has been appointed by God to this place.
他也被神祝福呼召来服侍你。
And most importantly, that he has been enabled by the Holy Spirit.
圣灵也给他能力来服侍你。
But,
但是
you,cannot just sit back and say, okay, my pastor is the one that's been called, he's equipped, we'll let him do all the work, and I don't have to do anything except just sit and soak it up.
但是你不能坐在沙发上说，哦，领袖都被圣灵充满了，也被圣灵装备了，他做全部的工作，我就看。
No, you are called to build on the foundation of Christ.
神也呼召你成为一个建造者。
Let each one take care how he builds upon the foundation.
我们每个人都要留意我们是怎么样建立神的工作。
I mean, think about a family.
我们想到一个家庭。
In a family, everybody has a role.
在家庭当中每个人都有一个角色。
In my family, different people have different responsibilities.
在我的家庭每一个人都有一个不同的角色。
And if someone in my family chooses not to do what they're called to do,
如果我的家庭成员呼召或者被指定一个任务他没有做的时候，
It's not just them who suffers, but the entire family suffers.
当他没有做他该做的事情的时候，不是他受苦，整个家庭都受苦。
If I'm my task is to do the laundry,
如果我被指派任务就是洗衣服
，and I hate doing the laundry,
我最讨厌就是洗衣服了。
So I decide I'm not going to do it.
我就决定我不要洗衣服了。
It's not just me who suffers.
哎，不是只有我遭殃啊。
But the next day, when my children go to school in dirty clothes and they smell a little funny,
第二天我的孩子上学就臭气熏天了。
And people give them a strange look and walk way over here because they don't want to smell them.
每个人都离他远远的，因为他太臭了。
It's everybody in my family who suffers when I don't do what I'm called to do.
当我没有扮演好我的角色的时候，整个家庭都遭殃。
My sons, if they're tasked to do the dishes,
我的孩子如果他受任务，指派任务就是要洗碗。
And if they decide, well, I don't really care about eating on plates, so I'm just not going to do the dishes.
其实吃饭不用用盘的，不用用碗的嘛。
It's not just him who suffers, but it's everybody.
当他不洗的时候，不是他遭殃，是每一个人都没有碗碟用。
When it comes time for a meal, there's no plate for me. There's no fork or chopsticks for my wife.
当我要吃饭的时候，没有碗，没有盘，也没有叉子，没有勺。
If my wife is tasked with going to the bank and paying the rent.
如果老婆的任务就是说我要去银行，我要缴我的租金。
And she's like, I hate the bank. I hate going there.
我最讨厌去银行
了。I'm not going to do it.
我不要去银行了。
The landlord doesn't come and say, okay, listen, I know it's your responsibility, so you're evicted, but you guys can stay.
房东说，哎呀，我知道不是你的问题，是你老婆没有交，所以赶你老婆走，你们可以留下。
When one person in the family doesn't do what they're called to do, the family suffers.
当一个人没有扮演好他神所给他的责任的时候，整个家庭都要付上代价。
When one person in the church doesn't do what they're called to do, the church suffers.
只要我们当中有一位弟兄姊妹不愿意做出神所蒙召你做的，整个教会就会受苦。
And the reality is, there are many churches in the world today that are suffering.
而现状就是有很多教会都亏欠神。
And it's not because of poor preaching or inadequate worship.
不是因为讲道不 不好，或者是敬拜不好。
It's because every member hasn't taken it upon themselves to build upon the foundation of Christ.
因为每一个家庭成员，教会的弟兄姊妹没有扮演好他们的角色，来建立在耶稣的磐石上。
Remind yourself that as you build yourself up in Christ, you are building up the church.
提醒你自己，当你在装备你自己，在建造你自己的时候，你就在建造耶稣的身体，他的教会。
But how do you do that? How do you build yourself up in Christ?
你怎么样在基督里建造你自己呢？
1 Corinthians 3:12.
哥林多前书十二章。
Now if anyone builds on the foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, straw, each one's work will become manifest. For the day will disclose it, because it will be revealed by fire, and the fire will test what sort of work each one has done.Done.
若有人用金、银、宝石、草木，在这根基上建造，个人的工程必然显露，因为那日子要将它表明出来。有火发现，这火要试验个人的工程怎样。
What is it to build with gold or silver or precious stones, and not wood, hay, or stubble?
用金银宝石来建造，跟用草木建造有什么区别呢？
Well, Paul has said it over and over already in Corinthians.
保罗在哥林多前书不断的在重复。
And he'll say it again and again and again as you continue the book of 1 Corinthians.
当我们在看哥林多前书的时候，也不断能看到。
It's simply this: to live life in the shadow of the cross.
就是在耶稣的十字架下过我们的生活。
That's how you build yourself up, by living in the shadow of the cross.
你怎么样过一个像基督的生活？你在十字架上。
Paul says, boast only in the cross.
只有在基督里夸口。
Paul says, I preached in the power of the cross.
我用十字架的大能来传讲神的话语。
Paul said, I came and I decided to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
除了没有什么，除了耶稣基督钉在十字架上。
And later, he will say, whatever you do, whether in word or in deed, do all for the glory of God.
不管你说还是你做些什么，都要为了主的荣耀而做。
You want to build yourself up.
你要建造你自己。
Then every second,of every day, every task, every word spoken, every action,
每个行动，每个时间，每个话语，每个时刻
is lived to him and for him and through him.
为他而活，通过他而活。
Galatians chapter 2, verse 20 says it very plainly. I have been crucified with Christ.And it's no longer I who live, but Jesus who lives in me.
加拉太书二章告诉我们，不是我活着，乃是基督在我里面活着。
And so as you look to Jesus,
当我们定睛在耶稣的身上
and you live in light of the cross,
当我们靠着十字架来活的时候
one day you will wake up,
有一天你会醒来
and you most likely won't be able to pinpoint a specific day,
也许你没有办法准确的指，哎，是哪一天
？But you'll realize you're stronger than you were before.
但是你会察觉，你会意识到，你比昨天，你比之前更加的刚强。
The fruit of the Spirit is more plentiful than it was before.
圣灵的果子在你的生命当中越来越彰显突出。
And there's not one thing that you can say this was it, other than I was living in light.Of the shadow of the cross.
未必是一个时间点，一个时刻，而是每一天，这整个过程，我都在十字架下的大能活着。
Now there's one more thing that needs to be seen this morning.
还有多一件事情我们要看到。
Christ is the head. Christ is the foundation.
耶稣是我们的领袖，我们的，还有他是我们的磐石。
Leaders are servants.
领袖是仆人。
You yourselves are builders.
我们是他的建造者。
But we also have to realize that Christ is the glory of God.
基督也是神的荣耀。
And the church itself is the temple.
而他的教会是他的殿。
1 Corinthians chapter 3.
哥林多前书三章。
Do you not know that you are God's temple and that God's Spirit dwells in you? If you destroy God's temple, God will destroy him, for God's temple is holy. You are that temple.
岂不知你们是神的殿，神的灵住在你们里头吗？莫有人毁坏神的殿，神必要毁坏那人，因为神的殿是圣的，这殿就是你们。
English fails us a bit here.
在这里的英文翻译有点欠缺。
I think the Chinese is a lot better.
也许中文的翻译会在这里更好一些。
Because what I just read to you is, it says, you are the temple.
他这里说，这殿就是你们。
But it's a plural you.
在这里其实是复数。
I mean, it's true that you individually are the temple.
当然我们每一个人都是神的殿。
Later, Paul's going to say that, 1 Corinthians 6.
哥林多前书六章保罗会提到这一点。
But right here, Paul wants to make a very specific point.
但在这里保罗要强调一个点。
And he's not saying you as an individual are the temple of God.
他在这里不是说你这一个人是神的殿。
He's saying you and you and you and you and you as you gather together become the temple of God.
他在说我们奉基督的名我们聚集在这里我们就是神的殿每一个人。
And I fear that along the way we made such an emphasis on the priesthood of the believer.
我担心的是当我们过度的强调就是我们每一个信徒是尊贵的祭司的时候。
I mean, it's true, we are a kingdom and we are a priest.
对，我们在一个神的国度里面，我们是神的尊贵的祭司。
But we've overemphasized it, that we've de-emphasized the importance of the corporate gathering of the body that becomes a place of God's dwelling.
我担心的是，当我们过多的强调这个点的时候，有些时候我们却忽略了，就是集体，神整个肢体聚集的时候的重要性。
Paul again uses a very specific word here to describe temple.
神保罗在这里用一个很特别的字来描述神的殿。
There are other words he could have used for temple.
他有其他的字他可以这样用，但是他用这个字。
There's the general word for a temple.
当然，我们可以用他当地的翻译成庙宇一样。
And Corinth would have known about temples, right?
那哥林多这个地方，他肯定知道很多庙宇啊。
There were several temples in Corinth.
在哥林多有好一些庙宇。
There was the biggest temple that was kind of up on the hillside, the temple of Aphrodite.
有那个阿佛罗狄爱的那个爱与神的女神的那个圣殿。
This was the goddess of sex.
她是很像性的神一样。
And Paul says, you're not like that temple at all.
保罗说你不像那个圣殿那个所谓的庙宇。
And Paul is speaking into the times of 1 Corinthians.
保罗在对哥林多前书当时的人说话。
He's saying there's all kinds of false temples in your city.
有很多拜牛鬼蛇神的偶像的一个庙宇。
There are all these places that people are going to find hope.
有很多人他们去这些地方就是寻找盼望。
They're going to these places to find pleasure.
他们寻找这些地方，寻找了一个满足，一个娱乐。
And they think that the purpose of life can be found in these places.
他们以为人生的目的可以在这些地方所找到。
But it's false.
但是都是虚假的。
It's a hollow shadow of the glory of God. It's nothing.Like what the real temple is like.
这些都是虚空的，跟神真正的荣耀相比，无法比较。
In fact, these false temples, they promise much, but they take, they take, they take.
这些庙宇所能答应你的似乎很多，但是它其实是更多的是向你身上索取，索取，索取。
Corinth was known for the temples that they had.
哥林多这个地方是有名了，有很多这些庙宇。
So much so that there was a proverb that was said about Corinth because of their temples.
这么多成语是讲关于哥林多这个地方。
It says that captains freely squandered their money, and hence the proverb, "Not for every man is the voyage to Corinth.
例如这个，就是领袖任意的挥霍他们的钱财，不是每一个人都要去科林托斯。
These false places of worship.
这些假的敬拜的地方。
People would go into them full of money, full of hope.
他们带着很多的钱，很多的盼望，想来到这个地方。
And they would come out with nothing.
但是他们出来的时候，却是完全的透支虚空。
And Paul says, "You're not like that at all."
保罗说，你们不是这样的人。
In fact, Paul uses such a specific word that it doesn't even refer to the temple in Jerusalem.
保罗用一个很明确的一个字，它不代表了耶路撒冷的一个圣殿。
Because you know the temple in Jerusalem had lots of different areas within it.
因为耶路撒冷的圣殿有很多不同的地方。
He's saying you're not the outer court where people could go.
你不是那个外面的那个会幕。
You're not the inner court where a more select group of people could go.
你不是那个内室一样更多只有犹太人可以进来崇拜的地方。
You're not even the area where like sacrifices are made and only the priest could stand.
不是那个献祭只有祭司能站的地方。
And in fact, the language he uses in 1 Corinthians when he talks about gold and silver and precious stone and wood and hay and stubble.
其实他用的那个比喻，金银宝石、石头和草。
It's the picture of moving towards what the church in Corinth really was.
就是描述充分的描述哥林多的那个。庙宇是怎么样的一个情景
the temple in Jerusalem started with like just dirt. And the closer you got to the place that he's describing the church in Corinth as, it goes from precious stone to silver to gold.
因为耶路撒冷的圣殿，你会看到其实外面是 很普通的，你直到你走到至圣所，就是越来越宝贵。但是哥林多的这个庙宇却是就是倒反的。
It's the word that God uses to describe the holy of holies.
就是至圣所。
The manifest presence of God.
神的荣耀被彰显的地方。
Paul speaks into our time.
保罗其实是在对我们这个时代的人说话。
Paul says Beijing is full of false temples.
他说北京有很多拜偶像的庙宇。
Right now, people are in false temples.
现在这一刻就有很多人在拜偶像，在不属神的庙宇当中。
And this evening, people will go to false temples.
今晚也是一样。
Where they're seeking pleasure.
他们会去不同的地方寻找娱乐。
They're seeking joy.
寻找喜乐。
They're seeking meaning and purpose in life.
寻找人生的目的。
And those false temples are just going to do nothing but take from them.
而这些场所什么都不能帮他们做，只能索取，向他们索取。
And Paul says, "You are the true temple of God."
但你，我们是神的圣殿。
As we gather together,
当我们聚集在一起的时候
，something special happens.
一个特别的事情就会发生。
God's presence is always with you.
神的同在永远都会与你在一起。
The Holy Spirit is always inside you.
圣灵永远内住在你里面。
But as you read the Bible, you'll notice time and time again when His people gather together, something special happens.
但是当你在看圣经一遍又一遍的时候，你会看到每当神的百姓、神的子民聚集在一起的时候，不可思议的事情即将发生。
It's the manifest presence of God among His people.
就是神会彰显自己，彰显他的荣耀在他的百姓当中。
I wonder, do you feel it this morning?
我不知道你有没有这样的一个感受。
Do you shine it this morning?
今天你在为主在发光吗？
We have lots of churches that are gathered together this morning.
我们今天早上有很多教会 BICL 的教会在这里聚集。
God says, your church.Is the holy of holies where God's presence rests.
神就好像在对我们说一样，你的教会就是他的至圣所，他的荣耀与我们同在。
The last time I looked, this was a pretty big city.
上一次我看地图，北京还是挺大的。
There's a lot of things wrong in the city.
在这个城市有很多糟糕不对的事情发生。
And there's a lot of people who have never seen the glory of God in this city.
在这个城市很多人没有看到神的荣耀。
And God says, your church is the temple that shines the glory of God in this city.
神却对我们每一个教会说，你的教会，神拣选他来为主发光。
Don't think lightly of the church.
不要轻看教会。
Don't think lightly of your church.
不要轻看你的教会。
Listen to what Paul says.
看保罗在这里怎么样说的。
He says that if anyone is to destroy the temple, God will destroy him.
这里说，若有人毁坏神的殿，神必要毁坏那人。
God calls the temple holy.
因为神说那个圣殿，那个圣殿是圣洁的。
God calls the church holy.
神说我们教会是圣洁的。
And that is mind-blowing if you understand who he's speaking to.
如果你看到你完全理解他在对谁说话的话，你会觉得不可思议。
He's speaking to the church of Corinth.
他在说哥林多的教会。
Have you read 1 Corinthians?
你有看哥林多前书吗？
These guys are messed up.
这些人很多问题。
They've got a lot of problems at Corinth.
他在哥林多这个地方有很多很多糟糕的事情发生。
I mean, if you ever start feeling bad about your church, thinking, oh man, we're bad, just read 1 Corinthians.
如果你觉得你教会很糟糕，你去看哥林多前书。
And you're like, well, I'm not that bad.
其实我还好。
They're arguing over leaders.
他们为领袖来争吵。
They are boasting, bragging over sexual sin.
他们为了那个性的犯罪而炫耀。
They are carrying one another to court.
他们会告彼此。
There were people in the church that would get drunk during the Lord's Supper.
在领圣餐的时候，人会醉。
These guys are messed up.
这些人很糟糕。
And the Lord says, "You are that temple."
而神说，你是那个圣殿。
Your church, I'm sure.Has problems.
你的教会我肯定有问题。
Because there are people in your church.
因为你的教会有人啊。
And people have problems.
人有问题啊。
But your church is holy.
但是你的教会是圣洁的。
And your neighboring church?
你邻舍的教会。
I'm sure has problems.
也有问题。
And you know one of the things I've noticed about being a father?
作为父亲我了解的是
Jealousy runs deep in families.
Sorry?
Jealousy runs deep in families.
就是在家庭当中很容易吃醋。
Don't believe me?
不相信吗?
Go to the store today.
今天去商场。
Buy a gift for one child and not the other.
为你其中一个孩子买一份礼物。
And the ugly head of jealousy will rear itself up and lash out against everyone. Right?
对吗?
You have an older child and a younger child. Give the older child some freedom that you don't give to the younger child, and jealousy will show itself.
有两个孩子，大的和小的，你给大的多一点自由，小的就不爽了。
Jealousy runs deep in families.
在家庭当中很容易。
Jealousy runs deep in the church.
有醋，然后在家庭在教会当中也是。
When God chooses to anoint.A pastor of a different church.
当神拣选恩膏某一个教会的牧者的时候
，For us other pastors, jealousy can just spring up.
对于
right
教会的牧者，我们很容易吃醋。
When great things revival is breaking out at another church and is not in our church.
当隔壁的教会复兴的时候，但我们教会却没有的时候
，Jealousy can come out in us.
我们也很容易翻脸。
And we begin to make excuses.
我们就给自己很多借口
about why it's not happening in our church.
为什么教会没有复兴？
And in order to make ourselves feel better, we have to start talking bad about that other church.
为了自己没有那么受伤，我们会开始评论别的教会有多不好。
The reality is, God calls that church the temple of God, the holy of holies.
但事实是，神呼召那个教会成为他的至圣所，他的圣殿。
And earlier we prayed for one another.
早些时间我们为 众教会祷告。
We prayed for all the churches at 21st century.
我们为二十一世纪这个地方，我们为众教会祷告。
And it's my prayer that it doesn't stop right there.
而我的祷告是，我们不要只是停留在这一刻。
You want to know if you're selfless?
你要知道你是不是无我。
You want to know if you really care about the glory of God above all things?
你想不想知道你真的是否把神的荣耀放在第一位？
Then you begin to pray that His glory would be manifested not just in your church, but pray for it in other churches.
你就不会只是为自己的教会的复兴祷告，你会为其他的教会的复兴祷告。
And when God does something in a neighboring church, rejoice with that church.
当神在其他教会做工的时候，你会跟他们一起欢喜。
And when something terrible happens in a neighboring church,
当其他教会发生苦难的时候，
weep and mourn.With that church.
我们会一起陪伴他们哀哭。
Paul wants to end really the way he begins in Corinthians.
保罗要在结束的时候跟开头是一样的。
1 Corinthians 1:2.
哥林多一章二节。
He says the church of God that's in Corinth.
写信给在哥林多神的教会。
To those sanctified in Christ Jesus.
就是在基督耶稣那里成圣。
Called to be saints.
蒙召做圣徒
together with all those
以及所有在
who in every place
在各处
call upon the name of our Lord Jesus Christ
求告我主耶稣基督之名
both their Lord and our Lord
基督是他们的主也是我们的主
the church is a family
教会是神的家
Your church is a family.
你的教会是神的家。
But the church is a family.
但神普世的教会也是他的家。
The 21st century churches are family.
二十一世纪的众教会是一个家庭。
But not just the 21st century churches.
但不仅限于二十一世纪这个地方。
All the BICF churches.
整个 BICF 的众多地方的教会都是一个家庭。
But not just the BICF churches.
但不只是 BICF.
But all the churches in Beijing.
众多的教会在北京。都是神的家
Not just the international churches
不只是国际教会
Three self churches
三自教会
And the family churches
家庭教会
But not just the churches in Beijing The churches in all the world are a family
也不只是仅限于北京这个城市而是全世界
And we have people represented from all over the world
而在这里今天我们有代表不同国家不同地区的
弟兄姊妹 And in most of those places there are churches
在很多这些地方都有教会
and those churches are a family.
我们一起，我们全部都是
that we're called to serve one another.
我们蒙召来服侍彼此
for the glory of God.
为了神的荣耀
So, pastors and leaders, keep your eyes on Jesus.
对牧者们、领袖们，让我们定睛在耶稣的身上。
Members, serve for the glory of God.
弟兄姊妹，会众们，我们要服侍神，为了神的荣耀。
Churches,
教会们
keep your eyes on Jesus.
我们要定睛在耶稣的身上。
And serve other churches.
我们要服侍其他的教会。
For the glory of God.
为了神的荣耀。
Amen.
Amen.
下面是奉献的时间。
It's a time for offering.
唱诗歌是敬拜。
When we offer our praises,
听到也是敬拜。
When we listen to the sermon, it's also worship.
奉献更是敬拜。
When we offer, we give our offering, we are also sacrificing, we are also worshiping God.
在奉献的时候，介绍一个团队是用舞蹈敬拜的事工。我们请他们这个团队上来。
Dance ministry.
Yeah, coming. 请收奉献的同工们到前面来。
Our ushers will help to serve the offering. Please come forward.
好，我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
天父上帝，我们感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we want to thank you.
谢谢你今天对我们的每一个教会的领袖说话，对我们每一个弟兄姐妹们说话。
Thank you for speaking to every church leader here and every brother and sister here.
耶稣基督，你是教会的头，是教会的元首。
God, you are our commander, you are the head of the church.
我们只是你的仆人。
God, we are your servants.
你是教会的根基。
You are the foundation of the church.
我们愿意在你的根基上建造。
We are willing to build on your foundation.
BICF 是神的家。
BICF is your family.
我们在这里敬拜你。
Over here, we worship you.
我们愿意拿出你祝福我们的金钱来献在你的脚前。
We are willing to return what you have blessed us to give it to you.
你为我们舍命。
You lay down your life for us.
你与我们同行。
You travel, you journey with us.
你担当我们的重担。
You bear all our burdens.
我们愿意有一颗感恩的心。
We are willing to have come to you with a grateful heart.
用金钱来敬拜你。
With our money, we want to worship you.
用奉献来敬拜你。
With our offering, we want to worship you.
求主悦纳。
God, may you gladly accept it.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
IMS 推出服务号，想要线上奉献的弟兄姐妹可以关注服务号，界面下方会有线上奉献，点击后会出现二维码，大家就可以扫码奉献了。